from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. Hillary Clinton's been barnstorming California, and yesterday she made stops in San Jose and San Francisco. She called for the unification of her party. This on the heels of a new poll that showed her in a virtual dead heat with Bernie Sanders in the June primary. From KQED's Silicon Valley desk, Beth Willon reports.
Hillary Rodham Clinton!
Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom introduced Clinton before a crowd of about 1,000 in a small venue in downtown San Jose, with competitive primary poll numbers making California less of a sure thing. Clinton wasted no time billboarding the similarities between her and the Vermont senator who clings on to the race.
We both want to make college affordable within the reach of every young person.
First-time voter Jackie Goodley Espinoza is still on the fence about the two Democrats. She liked that Clinton made presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump the bigger enemy.
I felt like, yeah, it wasn't very antagonistic against Bernie Sanders, which I liked.
There's nothing subtle about Clinton's fight song anthem, as she gleefully told supporters she's looking forward to debating Trump. But this time, there was no mention of Sanders, who Clinton refuses to debate in California. For the California Report, I'm Beth Willon in San Jose.
California's Supreme Court rejected a challenge to a mandatory criminal sentence of 50 years to life for a juvenile convicted of murder. The California Report's Guy Marzorati has more.
The case was brought to the court by Tyrus Franklin, who was convicted of a murder he committed in 2011 as a 16-year-old. Franklin argued the 50-year-to-life sentence he was given as a juvenile violated the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. The court said the challenge was moot because a recent state law now gives juvenile offenders the right to a parole hearing after 25 years. It also requires the parole board to take the defendant's youth into consideration when deciding on parole. Franklin's lawyer said a juvenile's youth should be considered at sentencing, not 25 years later. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
In her bid for the U.S. Senate, California's Attorney General Kamala Harris often mentions the record settlement her office negotiated with lenders after the home foreclosure crisis.
We have delivered to California $18 billion in relief for California's homeowners.
The deal won national media attention for Harris, but the mortgage meltdown continues affecting California homeowners to this day. As part of our California Counts election coverage, KQED's Devin Katayama examines where the relief dollars went and Harris's role in the settlement.
In the home Rosario Frisi rents, there aren't many decorations on her walls.
I don't feel like hanging, you know, my pictures in there or having my home more homely because this is not my home.
The home she once owned sits not far from here, at the foot of these grassy hills in the Bay Area city of Antioch.
This is my neighborhood. We just love the hills there.
In 2009, Frisi lost the beige house on the corner after her adjustable mortgage was raised to a price she couldn't afford. She says her husband was working with the bank to change the loan, and at one point, the bank was working with them on another offer.
That offer never came.
The settlement Attorney General Kamala Harris announced in 2012 was supposed to fix the way banks communicated and worked with struggling homeowners like Frisi. Harris got a lot of credit for the role she played.
Harris played a bad hand relatively well.
Journalist David Dayan's new book, Chain of Title, examines the mortgage crisis. He followed the national settlement closely and says the banks should have been prosecuted. Instead, he says, the states were too quick to settle.
This was finally a bit of leverage over the financial industry on the behalf of homeowners that we did not see at any other point in this crisis, certainly not to this degree.
But prosecuting would take time. And Dan says even if Harris wanted to fight the banks, there needed to be a bigger coalition, not just her. At the same time, Californians were losing their homes quickly. So Harris settled. To make sure the banks would stick to the settlement agreement, Harris appointed UC Irvine professor Catherine Porter.
A.G. Harris wanted a really strong agreement and one that could be enforced. She also was balancing the fact that people needed help now, not tomorrow.
Porter says media focused on the billions of dollars in the settlement. But Harris's real achievement were the reforms she helped push through the legislature. the Homeowner Bill of Rights meant that all banks and lenders had to obey the new rules, not just the top five in the settlement.
The servicing standards helped everybody, every homeowner.
But housing counselors say some lenders in California are still violating the reforms that were intended to be permanent. Under the reforms, homeowners can actually sue. But David Dayan says that should be Harris's job.
The entire purpose of a settlement of this kind presumes that the misconduct being settled stops, and it has not.
In the end, about half of the settlement dollars went to short sales. That's when people lose their home but are able to save their credit. The smallest amount of relief dollars were for the most important type of relief, reductions of a homeowner's first mortgage to allow them to stay in their homes. A majority of people got the $1,500 that Rosario Frisi got.
That was like a slap in the face for a lot of us. We don't get happy when we receive it. We just get more mad.
Since the national settlement, Harris has reached other smaller related agreements with lenders. A spokesman for Harris's U.S. Senate campaign said she would continue her fight to prevent the risky practices that caused the financial collapse, but he declined to give specifics. For the California Report, I'm Devin Katayama.
And that's the California Report for Friday, May 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers were Howard Gelman and Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Seal Muller. The rest of the team includes Guy Marzorati, Tiffany Kamhai, Nina Thorson, Scott Schaefer, Ted Goldberg, Polly Stryker, Ingrid Becker, Holly Kernan, and I'm Quina Kim. This is the California Report.